Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's program, we explore plans to honor Bolt following his final competitive race in Jamaica, and we hear details about the funeral for late president of the Jamaica Football Federation, Captain Horace Burrell. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned.
Kingston witnesses the last competitive performance for Usain Saint Leopold.
Days after his last competitive race on home soil at the JN Racers Grand Prix, the narrative has now shifted to how Jamaica will honor the legacy of its greatest, no, the world's greatest track and field superstar, Ambassador Dr. the Honorable Usain Saint Leo Bolt. Sports Minister Olivia Grange last year announced that among the first initiatives will be the creation of a statue in Bolt's honor. The sports minister announced last week that the statue is all but complete. She says her ministry and Bolt's management team have already signed off on a model or maquette of the statue and are now making arrangements for the life-sized statue to be transported to Jamaica.
The maquette is beautiful, signed off by Usain, coach and NG, but the statue is ready and will be unveiled hopefully in August.
The statue, being crafted by well-known Jamaican sculptor Basil Watson, will be placed in Statue Park in the Independence Park complex. It will be unveiled at a time convenient to Bolt and his team. Ms. Grange also reiterated that the government will be collaborating with Bolt for the creation of a sports medicine center to assist athletes in the region in accessing specialized care for injuries.
His legacy will continue. Although he is not running on the track competitively, he will be doing things that will enhance the development of track and field. And of course, we are partnering with Usain Bolt, Team Usain, and the University of the West Indies to establish a sports sciences facility that will assist our athletes.
It is hoped that when complete, the center will attract athletes from North and South America and even further. The minister is hopeful that these are just the start of numerous other ways in which the government will partner with Bolt to improve sports and other fields in Jamaica.
I look forward to some other things happening after you leave, and that you will maybe settle down for family and create some little goals for us. I look forward to great partnerships in the future, and I hope that I can depend on Usain and NG and coach to help to boost the Ministry of Sport so that we can do that much more for Jamaican track and field.
We on the go, we on the go.
As for the big man himself, he doesn't have concrete plans for when he retires, but expects to remain close to track and field.
There's so much ways that which I can go. I definitely want to stay close to track and field as possible. I want to do a lot of charity work. So there's many things that I want to do, but we still haven't.
Naturally, one gets reflective when one approaches retirement, and Bolt has this piece of advice for the youngsters coming up who are looking to take his place, in particular Canadian sprinter Andre Degrasse.
You have to take a step at a time. When you're climbing a ladder, you have to take your time and work your way up to the top. So all I have to say to Degrasse is that take your time and work your way up to the top.
Meanwhile, Sports Minister Olivia Grange has outlined plans for the funeral service for late president of the Jamaica Football Federation, JFF, Captain Horace Burrell. She announced that a committee has been established, including members of the JFF, staff of the Ministry of Sports, and his family to make those arrangements. Minister Grange announced that the funeral service is to take place at the National Arena on Wednesday, June 28, beginning at 10 a.m. with a tribute concert followed by a service of thanksgiving, in keeping with the family's wish for a celebratory event. Interment will be at Up Park Camp. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. I'm Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.